at the moment of our conception is a pole or a terminus over which you and I have absolutely no control whatsoever. At the moment you were conceived and I was conceived, you didn't have a tiny little fist to stick up in the face of your dad and say, "Don't you dare touch mother." Oh no, we're forced into this life. In the end of our lives, oh, we do have some control over that, don't we? The width of our lives, the depth of our lives, if we start soon enough, intelligently enough, faithfully enough. But generally, the length of our life is with our God. No one can lengthen his life even by 1 minute. Oh, he can shorten it with too much booze, cigarette smoking, high sodium, high cholesterol. Yes, you can. I've met people that, I guess I was judging here, I think they must have shortened their lives by 10, 15 years. But generally, the length of our life is with our God. So here's the argument. If here, at the beginning, we have no control, at the end, we have only marginal control, why shouldn't almost everything between conception and death be one acceptance after the other? To change what cannot be changed is like taking your head without a New York Giant football helmet and smashing this wall in order to knock it down. You're not going to knock that wall down. All you're going to end up with is a bloody and a bruised skull, and you're going to collapse at the foot of the wall. Don't. Acceptance is the key to all good mental health. We call it sanity. It's the key to all good spiritual health, too. We call that sanctity. And that's the lesson you and I learn from the cross of Jesus Christ. We adore you, most holy Lord Jesus Christ, here and in all your churches throughout the world. And we bless you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. A man who lived in New York was rich in almost every way. His estate was worth millions. He owned houses, land, antiques, cattle, everything. Although on the outside he had it all, he was very unhappy on the inside. His wife was growing old, and the couple was childless. He had always wanted a little boy to carry on the family legacy. Almost miraculously, his wife became pregnant in her later years, and she gave birth to a little boy. The boy was severely handicapped, but the man loved him with all his heart. When the boy was 5, his mom died. The dad drew closer to his special son. At age 13, the boy's birth defects cost him his life, and the father died soon after from a broken heart. The estate was auctioned before hundreds of bidders. The first item offered was a painting of the boy. No one bid. They waited like vultures for the riches. Finally, the poor housemaid who had helped raise the boy offered $5 for the picture and easily took the bid. To everyone's shock, the auctioneer ripped open a handwritten will from the back of the picture. This is what it said: "To the person who thinks enough of my son to buy this painting, to this person I give my entire estate." The auction was over. The greedy crowd walked away in shock and dismay. How many of us have sought what we thought were true riches only to find out later on that our Father was prepared to give us his entire estate if we had only sought after his Son alone? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, ever shall be, world without end.